I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed to have been in this town for 40 plus years. I came as a young man out of college. And crazy. And I made a lot of friends over the years. And a lot of my friends don't come to church here. A lot of my friends in this town wouldn't be the kind of believer that maybe you would like. I don't know. There are people that deserve my love. They deserve my care. And I love being a pastor in this community for many years. And this past week, it's occasional, I'll get one of the leaders of our community will call me. Because they got to have somebody, right? And I was able to talk to them about an hour and help them through their crazy head and decision-making and mind and heart. But it gave me an opportunity to let them know I love them, that God loves them, that Jesus is the only hope that we have. Amen? So it's just good. Like when I think about Miss Karen's mom or I think about this call this week, it's just good to have been here for a while. Amen? And I still feel good. Still feel good. I mean, I've been here a while, but I still feel good. I feel young today. Somebody said, boy, your shirt looks nice. Well, somebody gave it to me. I didn't buy this. I don't buy anything. Y'all know that or not, say. I buy lunch. That's about it. No, that's not totally true, but sort of. My shoes. My daughter gave them to me. These pants, I think a man had passed away. They live on. Okay, whatever. Amen. Come on. I know I'm a lunatic, aren't I? Some of you are like, we're not coming back now. That's okay. Let's go to God's Word. Let's go to God's Word. We need the time. Let's go. Let's run it. Here we go. Appreciate it. Imminent storm. Last week we started the message. Impending danger ahead. I told you what the word imminent means and all that kind of stuff. You see the word imminent, it usually always has the idea, could happen at any moment, but it usually has the idea of danger connected with it. Could happen at any moment, but it's not like, I'm imminently coming home, I'll see you at 3. That's not how you say that. It's like your children have been, you know, caused all kinds of problems and you're going to discipline, my imminent return is soon, I'll be there at 3. Okay, that's sort of what this looks like. Amen? Come on. Danger ahead. We started out last week with this title. We'll continue today. We'll finish this message. The cone of certainty. The cone of certainty. That's not a word. That's not a phrase that's ever used. It's always the cone of uncertainty. The cone of uncertainty. And it's the idea is that we don't know what will happen or when it'll happen. We believe it will happen in a project or with a hurricane. We believe it's going to hit Florida. We're not sure where it's going to hit Florida. There's a cone of uncertainty. And so therefore you have to wait and you have to wait and you have to wait until it gets closer. As it gets closer, all of a sudden, bingo, there it is. And that's the cone of certainty. That's sort of how I feel about end times right now. Been seeing a lot of these spaghetti models for years. I've been seeing this, and I've been seeing that, and I've been seeing this, and I've been. But it seems like now they're all lining up. Does that make any sense to you? Now, this is my opinion. This is my preaching. It's how I see it. Okay? And I know this for a fact. You cannot continue to be the United States of America if you keep running this country the way you're running it. You will not continue to have a country. Or we'll have a country, but it'll be, hate to tell you this, it'll be England. Or it'll be France. And if you're from England and France and offended, well, hang on, you'll get more offended. Just hang in here. But the point is, it's just the way it is. So is Christ coming soon? I don't know. I think so. Or are we seeing end times events? Not sure, but my opinion would be yes. Let's look at it in this series, part two today, the cone of certainty. Why did I call it the cone of certainty? We built the whole message last week. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away, says the Lord. He is certainly coming again. He predicted his own death, his burial, his resurrection. He then predicted the temple would be destroyed. It was destroyed 30 years after his death. Even the very rocks were removed, just as he said in his prophecy. Who does that? A lot of predictions about end time events in the Bible. He sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him saying, well, tell us, when shall this happen? When shall the temple be destroyed? And then what shall be the sign of your coming? And what will the end of the world look like? This is a question they asked Jesus. Are y'all with me so far? We're rolling now. The disciples asked three questions. Can you say three? Three. Here they are. When will this happen to the temple? Well, we saw that. That's already happened. Roman emperor, his name was who? Titus. Destroyed the temple. They looted the treasuries. They burned everything. And they actually carried the what away? The rocks away, the stones away. That's crazy. Number two question. What will be the signs of your coming? What will the signs of your coming be? What will it look like when you come again? What will it be like? Number three. And what will be the signs of the end of the world? You know, you've never lived at a time like you and I live right now. Ever. And you say, well, we could have said that 100 years ago. You couldn't say 100 years ago there were nuclear weapons that are pointed toward you and they're pointed towards every nation on this earth. And just in a matter of moments, this whole place could be obliterated. You know that or not really? You know the war in Ukraine and Russia right now, it's not being fought with nuclear weapons. But did you know just recently, last week, Russia is actually practicing now tactical nuclear war. Did y'all see that in the news or not? Anybody see that other than just me? Okay. Who has more nuclear weapons, Russia or the United States? Take a wild guess. Russia. Check me out. If I'm wrong, I'll be corrected. But we got plenty, both sides, to blow up everybody. Okay? That's the world in which we live now. So let's talk about it. Let's just unpack this and see what we can find. Imminent storm, impending danger ahead. And we put this message together, just some thoughts. The cone of certainty. Number one, say that out loud. Say it with me. Jesus said he is what? So don't be a foolish Christian by saying, well, yeah, I don't believe that Jesus is coming again. Go ahead, put a label on your chest that says, I don't believe Jesus. He's a liar. You just can't have your cake and eat it too. Only in America can you do that. Talk out of both sides of your mouth. We can't do that with God. Jesus said he's coming again. What do you mean he said he's coming again? Where's that in the Bible? I'm so glad you're here today. He said, let not your heart be troubled. How many recently you'd say over the last year or so seeing things, even with Israel, the college campuses, maybe the economy, maybe the police being defunded. Maybe you call it whatever, the board, whatever you might see. The situation with Israel, the war in Ukraine, whatever you might say. How many would say, boy, my heart's been troubled. My heart's just been troubled. Well, see, look what Jesus said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe what? Also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am not a liar. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He didn't send the Holy Spirit so we'd flop like chickens. He actually, if you'll study that, we can all learn. He sent us. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Jesus has always been about truth. Tell the truth. This is not a lie. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. If I go and prepare a place for you, say it with me. I will come again. I'll receive you unto myself. Say it. That where I am, there you may be also. I'm not saying everybody's going to believe in Jesus. You might be here today and you think I'm a kook. That's okay. I hope you'll come back. Let me have another shot. Hope you're going to feel loved. I know this is strong. But I'm going to believe him. I'm going to believe what he says. And as I've lived long enough now, I still feel like I'm 40, beyond it. I'm telling you, I still feel like I'm 40. That's why when I say I still look good, I know I don't, but inside I feel like I do. But my point is, I'm not 40. I started studying this when I was about 18 years old. and now I'll be 62. That doesn't make me a genius, but boy, it does mean I've seen a lot. And my focus has been on God's Word and on the church and on times that we live. Been a message I've been preaching for years. Boy, it hasn't changed. My message hasn't changed. Matter of fact, it's getting more focused. You hear me or not? I believe this stuff, man. When will Jesus return? Jesus Christ was asked many questions while on earth. Wouldn't you like to ask Jesus some questions? The longest answer, say that with me, right here. The longest answer by what? Say it with me, that Jesus ever gave, say it with me, was to the question about his what? Way longer than any other answer he ever gave, but it ain't happening. Who does that? That's ignorant. If the longest answer you ever gave about any question with more details than any other thing, I would say we need to wake up. Got it? All right. Let's keep going. So they ask him this question. So when's this going to happen to the temple? And when are you coming again? And what shall the sign of the end of the world be? Well, here's what Jesus said. We want to lay this groundwork first. But of that day and hour knows no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So when will Jesus come again? What will the end of the world be? Keep looking. Watch therefore, for you know not when, what hour your Lord what? Comes. Therefore be ready, for in such an hour as you what? Think not the Son of Man comes. Now I want to just stop a minute. It seems like I'm undercutting my thoughts. I'm undercutting. You think Christ is coming soon, but you're undercutting it by putting scriptures up on the screen that says you don't know. I don't know. But he said he'll come in an hour when you don't think it will happen. Okay. But the point is this. Most people on the planet today aren't even thinking about this. Most of the church never hears messages like this. Most people don't even go to church. This is a small minority. I'm in a very small minority right now, preaching a message that Christ is coming. So to me, I'm not undercutting, I'm shoring up what I think. Y'all hear me or not? Do I know for sure? Of course not, I don't know. Anybody that tries to sell you their book, give them money, because they know when Jesus is coming, flip the channel. But, do I think that an imminent storm is upon us? I believe that. I know that imminent storm is here for this country. I know that. I believe that flat out. But there's a whole world. He's just not the God of America. He's the God of this whole earth. He's Almighty God. And His way is not my way. Let's keep going. When will you return, Jesus? Look at all these answers He gave. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when He looks not for him, in an hour that He's not aware of. Keep going. Watch therefore, for you neither know the day nor the hour where the Son of Man comes. This was still all in Matthew. All of those were in Matthew. This was part of his whole talk in Matthew. He repeated it several times in the same talk. Over in Mark, we have it this way. But of that day and that hour knows no man. Say it with me. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the... So when we talk about end time events, the coming of Christ, His return, okay... Push me. Here it is. Look at all those. Look at that. Look at that. See the spaghetti? No man knows. No angel knows. Not even the Son of Man knows. Would you say that out loud? When will Jesus return? Say it out loud. No. No. Not even the Son of Man knows. So how do you know, Gary? I don't. But I do believe it's imminent. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. Do I think I am? I don't. And I'm going to preach it the way I think it. And try to back it up with Scripture and let's see what we can find. So, what a Mother's Day message, right? Say. I had the kind of mama that was like this. My mother was a disciplinarian in our home. It was not my father. Dad worked double shifts, and they didn't really care about each other, and that's the truth. And so Mama would whoop your rear end. But she didn't call it that, okay? And if she said she was returning at a certain time, and we'd screwed around and done something wrong, we knew when she got home, we would have hell to pay. How many had a mama like me? That was my mama. Some mamas, they just sweet and nice. They would never whoop your butt. Not my mother. If you ran, she would hit you with anything. Four big strapping boys. She just would. Does it mean it's right? I don't know, but it kept us out of prison. You know what I'm saying? And Mama would say this, "You belong to me. You don't act like that. You belong to me." "Yeah, but Billy did it. Brucey did it. I could care less. Blank, 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 blank. You belong to me. And you ain't getting by with it." So when she said she was coming home, imminently, we weren't happy about it. But we started picking up the house, washing dishes, doing everything. Lying like a dog. We got our lies straight. How many ever did that? You got your lies straight before Mama came home. Y'all got a little group together. How many had a mama like mine? She saw right through that garbage. Jeez. Keep going. So it's not your typical Mother's Day message, but it is. Here we go. So what should our attitude be concerning the return of Christ? We're laying the groundwork again today. Say that out loud with me. Number one, we need to have, help me, a pay attention attitude and not a business as usual attitude. How many can say right now, can we just be honest? How many would say, looking right now at our world, you've lived a while on the earth, and you would say, it's not business as usual right now. Let me just see some hands. Look at the hands in this room. How many say it's just not the way I even imagined it 10 years ago? How about, 5 years ago? You see what I'm saying? How many find yourself surprised every couple of weeks? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see, if I'd asked that question 20 years ago, I doubt I'd have had the hands like I got. You need to pay attention. As he was answering this question, Jesus said, "As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were what? Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah walked into the ark." Door was shut. Things are just going on. Even dumb things people do today, stupid things, things that go against nature, things that go against God, we're making that the norm now and getting it shoved down our throat. And people just go along with it. He ain't mad. And they didn't know until the flood came and took them all what? Away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. There'll be two in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding at a meal. One shall be taken, the other left. Say that last part with me. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. When I'm talking about end time events, too, I always like to say, I don't know if the Lord is coming right now, if His return. Are we in those times? I think it's imminent. However, I know one thing is definitely for sure. You're going to die, and I'm going to die. And we're going to see Him soon, regardless. You hear me? So it's really important that we hear a message like this and get our house in order. Get right with Him. Purify your heart, the Bible says, even as He is pure, as you see this day approaching. Even talks about church attendance. I don't need to go to church. Well, Bible says you really do need one another in a church body like this, even so much more as you see this day approaching. It's one of the few places all week long you'll hear anything like this. Is that true? Can I ask a hard question? How many would say you don't, throughout the week, get the love that you get here on a Sunday morning and it makes your heart happy when you come here? I get some love here. Isn't that great? Boy, we need that right now, don't we? Keep looking. Sorry. Look at some things going on in our world right now. Pay attention. The world at war. I don't have to say anything. Turn on your television. We preached for years that in the last days, even we didn't know what we were talking about. China was not even a nation, basically. They were weak. They had no economy. But we were preaching back in the 70s and the 60s that in the last days, China would get together with a country called Russia. How many would think they're together now? Take a wild guess. Oh, yeah. It's China with America. They on our side. Russia with us. Wait a minute. Are we with them? No. Now, we have been up until now standing with Israel, our greatest ally in the world, not just the Middle East, in the world. Our greatest ally in the world is Israel. And you are living in a time right now when you're seeing 1,200 people slaughtered, but we're going to tell you how you're going to go in there and finish this war. Now, I don't like war. I never have liked war. But I also don't like women being raped, babies being burned, and people's feet getting cut off. Got it? Say. And I don't like when nations want to destroy another country and wipe them off the face of the earth. Is that being said? Yes or no? And now it's entered into our country, big time. It's been there. You're starting to see now what they've been teaching at colleges. We've been knowing it for years, but we just dumb country folk. I'm liking being country a whole lot more. The world, hostility against Israel. You see it without me even having to talk about it. Even some of you have bought into it. You bought into it. It's fine for somebody to come up here and blow up our buildings, kill our people, and then we go out there and we try to take care of that. Oh, that's good. We're doing that just. But let it happen to somebody else, and we're going to tell them how to do it. We don't even know how to do stuff ourselves. That's awful, ain't it? Ain't that terrible today? The global economy. By the way, why are these things on the screen? We're going to get into it in the weeks ahead. These are all things he said. I didn't say this. How many, you, to be honest with you, you ain't never seen groceries go up like you've seen recently. Look at that. Did you know I had a guy come to my house this week? He's an AC guy. He hired this guy, AC guy, to help him. The guy didn't even know how to work on AC. He's paying the guy $24 an hour. He's training him to be an AC guy. The guy don't even know how to work on AC is good. He's teaching him how to do it. This guy tells him, I got $24 an hour. I can't work for you anymore. I'm not getting paid enough. What planet are we living on, yes or no? Is $24 a good wage, yes or no? Especially if you don't know anything, say. Look at our world, and we wonder why prices are going up because you got stupid people doing stupid stuff. It's crazy, man. The economy. We're going to talk about that in another message. The spread of Islam, we're going to talk about that in another message. Is that happening? Yes or no? I thought the spread of Islam was over. No, it's come to a campus near you now. Rapid. You know, I'm going to tell you right now. At the university where they left the whatever you call the thing around the head on George Washington. I'm just telling you right now. If I was there as a young student, I just know me. You'd have to hurt me because I'm pulling that off of there. And for weeks it stays up there. What are we doing? What are we thinking? So like I said, is Christ coming? Hey, I ain't sure, but I feel like things, I think there's a danger ahead. Imminent storm. Keep looking. I'm just got stuff going. The United Nations. You think they're with Israel, yes or no? No. Crazy. Some of the things, almost everything that comes out of there is crazy. Unprecedented natural disasters. We've given stats on earthquakes and things like that in previous messages. Are things getting worse? Guys, is it just we got better testing equipment that we can see these things better? Maybe, but all I know is it sure seems like it. This is all foretold by Jesus. And then just look at our strife in our country right now. Okay? How does that look? That didn't win me over. Screaming, yelling something crazy. Okay? Keep going. So, what was the first point? We need to have a pay attention attitude. Did y'all hear me or not? How many have been paying attention? Let me see some hands. I've been watching a little closer. Number two, would you say this with me? We need to have a watching for Jesus to return attitude and not I wonder if he ever will return attitude. That's different. Believe the Lord. Live your life like that. This will motivate you to be a better husband, be a better father, be a better friend, be a better person. To think that, man, this we ought to live like that anyway. But we need to be right with the Lord. He's coming again. Jesus went on to speak. But this, know this, that if the good man of the house had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man will what? Come. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, Revelation. Hold fast, repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I come upon you. So we need to have an attitude that is watching, not a doubtful attitude. Say that with me. Not what kind of attitude? A doubtful attitude. Quit doubting God's word. Believe God's word. Revelation 16, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches. Did you know it's a blessing? You are blessed when you watch for Christ's return. What are you going to do? You'll sit around, watch everything, and get depressed every day? Say, is that the plan? I'm going to go win the world for Jesus now because I got a stinking attitude. The world needs Christ. The world needs hope. Our hope is in Christ. Everybody's going to die. Some point. But the church keeps trying to make everybody live. Well, let's see if we can get everybody saved. Because we're all going to pass. This is motivating to me. I get down like you do. But I'm also sitting in my house wanting to drive up to Washington and rip that thing off that statue. I just wonder, what the world? Wasn't there one or five or eight to rise up and do something? It's on the news every night. But if you do, then you're a white nationalist. See, it's all set now. Jesus said, if they hated me, they'll hate you too. I'm not saying there aren't bad people. There are plenty of bad people. But now it's common just to, with a broad stroke. You're bad. You're evil. Shut up. Crazy times in which we live. So blessed are you that watch and you keep your garments lest you walk naked and they see his shame. We need to believe that Jesus is coming again and not doubt he's coming again. Would you say that out loud? We need to believe that Jesus is coming again and not what? That he's coming again. Okay? And do I understand it all? I don't understand it. I don't understand it all. How's he going to come again? Well, how'd he rise again? Say. See, we've been taught there. It isn't even a God anymore. No, there's a God. His name is Jesus. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This world doesn't just run by itself. He's keeping the stars from hitting your house tonight. He's keeping the water from flooding your home from these oceans. He created everything that is. He's giving you the breath right now to breathe in your lungs. but I don't believe in a God. It's because you're just crazy. You just blew up and you're here. Then you're a lunatic. Happy Mother's Day. Here we go. Here we go. Satan's all about what? How many times in your own life Satan caused you to doubt? You followed him down a path. And it just absolutely started destroying your life. Can I see your hands? That's what he's about. This is it for him. This is it for him. So he doesn't want you to, this is purifying when we talk about these kind of things. It helps us. Without faith, you can't please God, the Bible says. So what should our attitude be? We need to have a believing attitude, believing he is coming again. I don't know when, but I believe he is. I personally believe it's imminent. Don't be asleep at the wheel. Look at the guy. Look at him. Look at him. Is that you? Brother, you need to turn around. You hear me? I don't know if that Ford's fast enough to get out of there. I don't know. But don't go that away. Don't be asleep at the wheel. Keep looking. What's your attitude be concerning the return of Christ? Last one this morning. We need to have, say it with me, I'll give an account to God attitude and not an it's all about me attitude. No, we're going to give an account to the Lord. The way we live our life, the way we love our wife, the way we love our kids, the way we share Christ, the way we believe His Word or don't believe His Word, we're going to give an account. That should be our attitude. Keep looking. This is all stuff he said in Matthew. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find him so what? Doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him what? Ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, to eat and drink with the drunk, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he's looking not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and apport him his portion with the who? Hypocrites. You know the number one reason people don't go to church, the number one reason they don't go to church? The church is full of blank. And you don't think the Lord's return is soon? How much more hypocritical can we be as a church? I don't know how I can get any harder, any worse. When people tell me that, they're right. They're right. I don't want that here, but we have it here. I'm at times a hypocrite. This is pretty tough preaching, yes or no, amen. Maybe this can help us not be the hypocrites that we are sometimes. Keep looking. The end. The cone of certainty. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. Amen. Good. We're done. Yeah.